dust by the radio. Life after dust, dust, dust by the radio.
You need to tune in to
dust by the radio. Life after dust, dust, dust by the radio.
Life after dust, dust, dust by the radio.
Career. Steady J hold the title, and I bet when the smoke clears, you gon' need you a bottle. Cause this song is real talk, ain't no American Idol. Jock is some more and Terry Lamona in your device. And if you don't tune in, you might as well play the lotto. Because your chances of winning is like wishing in a bottle. This is life after dust, music wins with hot models. We got em. Life after dust, dust, dust by the radio. The come up is a must, must. People tune in on your radio. You could even visit dustspot.com every Monday and Wednesday. Steady J is on.
What's up, everyone? What's up? Welcome to Life at Dust Live. This is your host, Steady J. And, you know, we are live every Monday and Wednesday right here and do some crazies. And we have some great interviews, great music, great topics, whatever, all mixed into the show. And today's definitely going to be no different. We got a special guest that'll be checking in. And I'll have to open her line in just a moment. That's my girl, Jenny Berry. She is a part of the illustrious Bulldog alumni from Trimble Tech High School as well. So it's always great having fellow alumni checking into the show that's doing great things. So I'm definitely glad to do that. But before I bring it on, I want to definitely just gear you up for one of the things we'll be talking about, and that's for her event coming up on December 1st. That's Tuesday, December 1st. From 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. So, people, you know, you got to work, and when you get off of work, you got something to go to that's positive. That's over on Kirby Creek Village. It's at Kirby Creek Village, 3075 North Kirbywood Trail in Grand Prairie, Texas, 75052. And the event is called A Journey to My Destiny, Leaving Fear Behind. And we'll get more about that. As I bring my guest on for today, my girl Jenny Berry. What's up?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing all right. You know, it's Monday, and just want this week to hurry get to Turkey Day. It's all I care about right now. Like, everything else is just a filler at the moment.
I completely understand. Nothing else matters this week other than Thursday.
Yes. In dodging holiday shoppers, that too.
Well, yeah, I'm not one of those people that'll be getting into the Black Friday festivities, so that doesn't matter to me. But, yeah, I understand dodging them.
Oh, no, I will online. Like, I shop online,
different.
But dealing with the people out and about, I worked in retail for 10 years.
Shopper.
I can't do that no more.
No. Yeah, you did. I remember that a long time ago, But, yeah, I'm not into it either. Even when I was working in retail, I was never into the Black Friday thing. It's just too hectic for no reason. Because, like you said, you can sit at home and be comfortable and order your stuff and have it come straight to your door. So why would you?
Exactly. I mean, I can see it, like, back in the day, like, when we were kids and they had Black Friday, all that stuff mattered, you know, because, again, we didn't have the internet at our disposal. Now you can order stuff. I mean, have the same place they do Black Friday sales in, out and about, they do them online. So it's crazy.
Online, and then they have Cyber Monday the Monday after. So.
Yes.
Yeah.
So there's no reason. We're looking at you crazy. I'm not doing it. But, my God, it's great to catch up with you. I mean, like I said earlier, it's always great to see people as fellow alumni doing positive stuff and really using what gifts they have to make things happen.
Yes. Yes, I definitely agree. And if you remember when I reached out to you, that was one of the things that I've been kind of dealing with is not being afraid to reach out to some of the people that, I mean, we used to see each other every day. We weren't real close or anything. But, you know, if you have a connect that's right there, someone that you know that you're seeing on social media regularly, you know, we're liking each other's posts, and every once in a while we say what's up and you're doing something great and I'm doing something great, that we can benefit each other, why not reach out? So that's something that I'm trying to get better at, you know, is maybe trying to help myself by helping someone else and giving them the opportunity to do the same thing. So thank you so much for having me, and thank you so much for being so willing, I mean, without a question, just willing to, you know, feature me on the show. I really appreciate it because it's so difficult sometimes to get positive messages out, and it's so much easier, you know, when it's a fight video or something like that. So I appreciate you. I really, really do.
Oh, no problem. You know, like people know, I mean, I clown extra hard in the show, but I'm also, you know, the beauty of the show that people love is it's a mixture to where you come in here and then you also get to talk about some serious stuff and some and or some positive stuff.
Yeah, and that's the same thing with my blog. I always tell people, you know, I'm highly Christian, you know. I love God. And I know he loves me, but my blog, jamiedreamsbig.com, is not only a Christian blog. It's something that's going to appeal to people that are our age, you know. It's an overall inspirational blog, and, I mean, there's fashion on there. You do get your motivation, and I have something called Sober Saturday, and I feature my nonprofit, the Now and Later Effect, and all of that on there. But, you know, I don't want you to think that, you know, I'm going to be dressed from the top of my head to the bottom of my toes all the time, or it's going to only be gospel music sometime, you know, any of that, because it's going to be something that appeals to people that are my age and things that I'm into, you know. So I can definitely relate to that, and I like it.
Sometimes you jam the, baby, won't you come my way?
No, I'm more of a Kendrick Lamar type.
Okay, I'll put you on that. That was a test, and you would say, yeah. I don't know how I was talking about that.
Yeah, more of that type. I don't really get into all of that. You know,
all
if
that screaming
on,
and shouting.
If it's got a nice beat, I might listen to it, but I don't really purchase the albums, we'll say that. But, you know, if it's something Kendrick, something that has more meaning to it, that's more along the lines of hip-hop rather than rap, then, yeah, I'll be good.
Or at least that where you can actually understand the person saying. That's what it sounds like to me.
That's a great starting point. That's a great starting point.
Or not sound like they're drunk and goodness.
Like
who decided to go with the drunken voice?
Yeah.
But
exactly. Something with the substance.
I like that, like, because a lot of people, I mean, it's interesting because I'm on Breakfast Club about a week and a half ago, they had Kirk Franklin. He was talking about, you know, some people, because of this stereotype that people have came up with where, you know, it's got to be a bunch of shouting and speaking in tongues.
Yeah.
That's the only way you can convey being positive and being a beacon of light from God.
Yeah.
And that's crazy. Like, I don't, like, there's no cookie cutter way of doing one thing. So
yeah,
I
think it's more about being who God created you to be. You know, God didn't create everybody to be Shirley Caesar. There would be no point in that, you know? So I think if everyone just true to themselves, and, you know, if they're really just who God created them to be, then everything should go fine. I mean, you know, that's really kind of even, it's almost like our conversation, even though we're not really talking anything about my stuff, it's perfect, it's leading right into it, you know. That's exactly what the journey to my destiny, leaving fear behind, is all about, you know. I don't know if you've seen any of my story or not, but both of my parents were heroin addicts. I was born into this, so that's all I know. So many people telling you oh, you can't do that. You know, this is where you from. You from the South Side. You know, you used to live on Berry and Riverside. This is what you do. Don't do that. This is where you go. Because really to them, what it really translates into is fear. They're not used to seeing people that are from where we're from doing things above the level that we're on. So they stay where they're at because it's safe. So that's really what the event is about, you know, moving towards your destiny, leaving the fears behind, leaving the statistics behind, and just really kind of stepping into what God created you to be, stepping into your destiny and not worrying about, you know, where you're from or how impossible it seems or what other people are saying or any of that stuff. Like you said before, there is no cookie-cutter way. As long as you're doing what you were created to do, and inspiring people and allowing your light to shine along the way, I think that's what it's about.
Yeah, it's crazy, like you said, like people see. I mean, and I think that's a lot of times when it comes to reaching out. Sometimes it's not the fact that you aren't comfortable reaching out to people. It's more so that the fear from other people, that people fear that, okay, this is such and such that grew up on such and such side of town. Or
right.
If they grew up in the side of town, they don't, you know, they have fear of, okay, if I support them, they might get bigger than I am. And it's, you know.
Yeah. It's sad.
It's craziness.
It's sad. You know what I'm saying? And it just, when you're confident in what you're doing, and you're, you know, I'm a Hallmark card junkie. I used to be like addicted to buying cards. I just love buying cards and sharing, you know, with people something that they can look back in years and see and remember, and it can still resonate with them. But I gave my best friend this card that said, "There's only one you." There's only one you. You know, you don't have to compete with anybody other than yourself, really. You know, and that's what I'm trying to do. I've figured out now, you know, what it is that I feel like my destiny is, which is inspiring people, trying to help people move it to the highest level of themselves that they can be. And I'm going to do it. I don't care. I don't care what it looks like. You know, I may have to go through some difficult times, and trust me, they're there. They are there. But, you know, it's worth it. It's worth it when you're in a place you know that that's where you're supposed to be. So, yeah, I'm not worried about competing with anybody or anything like that. When you know that you're doing what you're supposed to do, you don't have to worry about anybody beating you, because they can't beat you at what you were created to do. They can't do it. It's not what they were created to do, you know. So yeah, it's sad. It's sad that some people they don't want to help you because they're afraid that you might be better than them.
Right, and I always tell people all the time, man, the person you're competing against, like you said, the person you're competing against is you. I watch people do this all the time, and my favorite thing is when people create these fake haters. Like, I go in every blue moon about imaginary haters. Like, really, people are creating these images of haters in their own head. Yeah, there might be people who... there might be people who are out there hating, but it's not that many people as you seem to make it. Because some people tend to make their own enemies.
Yeah, I definitely agree. Some people are just, yeah, everybody hating. Some people are just being hating. People lie to them. When someone is honest with them, they're offended. Like, they have to adjust to that because they're so used to people just going along with whatever it is, you know, whatever it is that they want to do or whatever. And when someone tells them the truth, either they're hating on them or they just make them, like you said, an all-out enemy because they're not agreeing with you, you know. So it's getting kind of sad out here.
And people know, I don't mind people telling me. I mean, I have people that always give me criticism all the time. It's all about the presentation of it. And some people you can tell they're actually hating, but a lot of times I get constructive criticism, whether it's good or bad. So I like it both.
Yeah. Yeah, you just got to, you know, you have to figure out who's really there for you. And then when you do that, most of the time you'll be able to figure out who your haters are. Sometimes we have some haters in our school. But, you know, it doesn't necessarily mean it's not for you. I guess that's just the way that they're dealing with things. It's an insecurity or a fear, like you said, that you might be on to something that they're not on to, or that you might be doing better in life than they are. But we all have our own situations. We're all dealt a different hand, you know, of cards, and we have to make the best of it. We have to make the best of what we're given. And try to help other people along the way.
Exactly. Now, what was that turning point for you exactly, you know, that said, okay, I'm going to start doing speaking engagements? Because not everybody, even the most talented people in the world, there's some that just too shy to talk in front of people. You know, how did you know that you were going to go into this full-fledged?
Well, if you remember, that's never been me. I've never been shy per se. I don't necessarily like all of the attention on me or anything, but I've never been shy. Even in high school, remember, I was in everything. You know, I like to I always tell people
I thought you were always quiet.
I mean, I'm quiet, but I was a cheerleader.
No, definitely, you were definitely not quiet.
Are you being sarcastic?
Yes, that is one of my many languages I speak fluently in.
I'm sorry. Sarcasm. I didn't get it. Dang.
See, that's part
but
of, you know,
yeah,
that's one of my skills. I'm good at acting.
Yeah, I was in, see, I mean, I was in everything. You're right. I'm not necessarily quiet. I'm not an attention seeker. Just being me naturally, it happens. But my blog came about because all of this, everything that I'm doing lately is, you know, just another effort for my blog. I started my blog because I was into music. If you remember, I used to sing in choir, and music is just very therapeutic for me. So even though I don't sing anymore, it's still very therapeutic for me. And theater, I love theater. Like, I really don't know where I would be without theater. I love theater. I love fashion. I love inspiring people. I love helping the homeless, all these different things. And so it really just came about for me just saying, okay, God, I have all these different things. How am I going to bring this together? Like, you know, sometimes I would just feel so scattered trying to juggle all of them. So my blog just gives me a way to, you know, to keep it all together. And so from that, I've, you know, started my blog, then I started my nonprofit, then I started my doing like Sober Saturday, where people that used to be addicted to drugs or still have an addiction can write in hopes of inspiring someone. And so I have all these initiatives out of my blog, and this is just another one of them. And it just came naturally. It's almost like I was sitting down thinking about it, maybe a week, and you know, every day in a row. And I knew it was something that I was supposed to be getting into. And then that night, one of my old college friends wrote me and was like, "Can you speak at my event?" And that's how it started. Ever since then, when I knew that it was something that I should have been doing. It just felt so natural. And I figure it's a way for me to fast track inspiring people, you know, and getting more people into really stepping into what they're supposed to do.
Exactly. That being said, leading to the event you have coming up, tell us more about that. The journey to my destiny, leaving fear behind.
I met in New York. I mean, at a time I was literally surviving off of my hunger for more. Literally, like, I was literally eating that, you know, that's what kept me going, just knowing that there's better for me. And so we when I was, you know, that point in my life. And from then on, it's just been a series of us from fear and stepping into, you know, different things and kind of being amazed at what's happening in our life. She's a professional fashion designer in New York. She's a published author. She's got a poetry book. And she's done, you know, fashion out of, like, Will Smith's house and all of that. So she's an awesome, awesome person, and I'm so excited to be doing this event with her on the 1st. It was just something that I said, you know, I'm in Texas. I haven't been in Texas in 5 years. I'm going to be here for a little bit. Do you want to do something together? And yeah, let's do it. And ever since then, that was probably 3 weeks ago, we got on it, and we're trying to make it happen. So I really, really, really appreciate, like I said, you allowing me, you know, come on and just spread the word about it, because I really want to try to get the word out to everyone and just hopefully inspire some people and let them know that you're not alone in being afraid, but you have to feel that fear and you have to do it anyway. You have to convert it into positive energy, something that's fueling to keep going to your destiny so that you that we're not happy going to work, knowing that we're not happy when we go into our homes or with the cars we drive or, you know, whatever the situation is. And there's so much more for us. And so that's kind of what I want everybody to be able to experience. So please, please, please purchase your ticket. You can go on to jamiedreamsbig.com or you can go on to my Facebook, jamiedreamsbig.com, any social media, Twitter, Instagram, anything, and you can see the link for it. It's also on the Blogspot Radio website. Purchase your tickets. They're open. It's limited. So get your tickets now and come out. Come out and be inspired.
Most definitely. And, no, it's just sometimes this is how I feel. And sometimes people need to hear a message from a different messenger. And
mm-hmm.
different people connect with different people. So that's why it's always great to have all the different stories that have been through the show, no matter what field or whatever has been through here, because people resonate with different people. And there's nothing wrong
mm-hmm.
with that. That's why success is what it is, because you can succeed because there's always going to be people who are going to levitate to you. So
mm-hmm. our job is just to put it in front of them, you know. Just put whatever it is, and that's why I think I'm going to keep saying this, but that's why I think it's so great, you know, that you're doing this and, you know, just giving so many people a platform to share themselves with everyone, regardless of who they are or what they do. You're giving every, you know, they're putting it in front of them. If they want to bite it, if they want to come out, then it's on, you know, that's their decision to do it. But I think it's great of you, for one, to really be, you know, stepping and walking in your calling and all of that. You've always been a great person, but I think it's great that you're also allowing other people to do it in a sense. So thank you again. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you. Now, I say this every day, like, honestly, like, my gift, I feel, is about supporting other people. Like, a lot of people
mm-hmm.
don't get that, and that's what I love doing. I love seeing if other people are winning too, then it feels like, okay, this is a great day, or this is going to be great. It's a great year or whatever. But
mm-hmm.
people are winning too. It's not fun if you're at the mountaintop by yourself.
It's lonely at the top, they say. I'm trying to get there, take some people with me so I can see. But yeah, I definitely agree. You got to, you know, one thing I appreciate about artists that have their family as their team is that they allow everyone to be able to do it and not just to benefit off of something that I'm doing. But, yeah, you can be my manager or you can be my assistant or you can do this or you can do this or you can be the tour manager or, you know, I'm going to allow everyone around me to use their gifts so that when I come up, we can all come up. So, yeah, I appreciate you. I really, really do.
No problem. Now, I got to ask you this question because it's two questions I got to ask you. Because I've been, especially Thanksgiving is around the corner. One, we come to your house for Thanksgiving. What's one of the first things we got to try on your table?
I don't really cook like that per se, so I won't be cooking on Thanksgiving. But you know, I'm a sweet person, so it probably won't be mine. But I love sweet potato pie and 7-Up cake and all those different desserts. On a regular basis, I cook cabbage a lot. I cook chicken a lot, even though I don't eat it. I cook a lot of fish because I'm a pescatarian. I don't eat any meat other than seafood. Lots of pasta. So any of those dishes.
Oh, I'm borderline pescatarian because I see every time I see something stuff about that, some of the other food, I'm like, no, I don't want to eat meat anymore.
Yeah.
I'm already on the binge where I'm really only eat white meat.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. And I always say, like, if I had a farm and I could grow it myself, raise whatever animals myself, then maybe. But it's just too much stuff going on with me. And honestly, think about it now, I'm not to think about it as far as seafood goes. Who knows if it's that, you know, but at rest, I can continue to eat for now. So, so it'll be something that's not meat.
All right, it sounds like, because you said something about sweet potato pie, so that sounds to me that you're going to be one of the people that's going to be at Walmart on Wednesday trying to see if you can get some Palo Bell pie, because you say you're not cooking.
No, I taste the pie. I taste the pie the first day. I had my little
patty pie. Goodness Lord.
Ah, yes, Lord.
I'm going crazy. I had mine
already. So, no, I want some homemade pies or cake or something like that.
Patty need to come on with that pie. Apparently, it says because she's out of the amount of the sweet potatoes that they use in there, you know, they get from a certain place.
She probably had a nutmeg. They had a lot of nutmeg in it.
Oh, man. Y'all was going in about that nutmeg. I was coming from a girl.
I'm not going in. It was good. I still ate it, and I went got, you know, I had another piece or whatever. I'll eat it, but I'm not going to be, you know, people or, like, on the line for $70 and all. Not that serious. So,
that pie was pretty bomb, though.
I would not be in line for one. But then I'm not going to be in line for it.
See, we're smart. My family's pretty smart on Thanksgiving. Like, because my sister, she's an extreme couponer. And she, like, what does she do? He was like, last year, the year before, so I went shopping with her, and this girl got like over $300 worth of groceries for Thanksgiving and spent about $100. I'm sitting here like, what the heck just happened? I'm tripping. I'm like, wait, what am I witnessing right now? This is crazy. So, hey, there you go, guys.
That's a good deal.
That's leaving fear behind. Don't fear that you're going to go in there and spend over $300. Just go in there prepared, man. It's all about preparation.
Yeah, that's a good deal.
Yes. That was a nice little segue for leaving fear behind. That was what that was about. But again, I thank you for coming through. Yeah, again,
thank you for having me.
That's what this platform is for, to have different stories, and you never know who will come through and talk about what. So I'm glad to allow you to be able to share your story.
Thank you. I can say it as many times as need be. I appreciate you. I really, 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 you know, if you remember one thing about me, I am not going to sit here and lie. I'm a genuine person. I'm honest. I appreciate you. I really do. I mean, I'm just so shocked at your willingness to allow me to be on here without hesitating. I really appreciate that.
No problem, me. And that's how I knew when you said that you meant it, because like you said, right, you've always been pretty blunt, and that's a good thing. I like people to get straight to the point, and our cookie cutter stuff. So I like it. So it's cool.
Yes. Definitely straight to the point.
Well, people, y'all know what that means. Oh. That means we are going on a break so I can breathe for a moment. Give me some aqua. And we come back, we're going to, I don't know, man. It's some stuff going on this week I got it going on that is disturbing my spirit. So we'll be back. This song we're playing now is Q Harper, Quiet Time, right here on Life That Does Live.
Thanks so much.
Boy, these people are going to think you are all right now playing Fantasy.
Thank you. not hard to see. Life's running away, away with me. I'm caught up in a maze, feeling all alone on those rainy days. There's nowhere to run, I got nowhere to hide, yeah, yeah. Girl, I wanna tell you how I'm feeling inside, inside, yeah. It's not right that I wanna spend the night, but I'm fighting all these feelings inside, inside. The only thing that I need right now is for a better day. I wanna get away.
To My Destiny, Leaving Fear Behind. Again, you can go to jamiedreamsbig.com and get your tickets. And also read a blog, man. Some really good stuff in the blog. You can go there. Again, it's not your traditional type of blog when it comes to inspiring things. It's got a little bit of everything in there for you, so go check it out. And you know what? Sometimes I bring people back on, and they don't be knowing if I'm doing it to them, so I'm going to bring her back in. And bam, just like that. So, question for you. Are you a Game of Thrones fan?
I don't even know what that is.
What? Okay, you know what? Well, you know what? I need to re-put my cricket sound on this show because you just say you don't know what Game of Thrones is.
I mean, I've heard of it before, but I can't. I've never. No, I'm not a Thrones first people. No.
Lord.
I don't really. Is it a TV show?
Yes, it is. It is.
Yeah,
it's one
watch,
of the most
I'm
awesome
not,
TV shows ever.
Yeah, I've heard of it before because one of my sisters is like addicted to TV. Like every show is her favorite show, and she records them all and watches them on Netflix.
Oh God, every show.
But I'm not big on TV at all. Like I hadn't watched TV in I don't know when, and then Scandal came out, and I started watching Scandal. And I really just got back into that like two episodes ago. So I watched Scandal, and I watched a couple of other shows, but Scandal is the only one that I know the day and the time it comes on. So no, I'm not a Game of Thrones person. I'm sorry.
Okay, yeah, you make the mark. It's okay. You I'll let you make it, but. Oh, man. So let me catch you up. I'm catch you quickly up to this point. And that's for all the Game of Thrones fans. The character, Jon Snow, as y'all know, the end of last season. And if this is a spoiler alert for anybody, you are so late. Like, honestly, it's been a while since the freaking season finale happened. And people already spoiled it on social media for you already. So I'm telling you nothing new. But he dies at the end. Well, he presumably dies at the end of that show, of the freaking episode. And that teaches you about backstabbers. Backstabbers. A little snotty-nosed kid in Game of Thrones. You're going to pay. You're going to pay this season. This is no you are. Because the last snotty-nosed child that was on there acting a fool, he died from poison. So you just remember that. Last night, those kids didn't die from poison. You're next. You never know what's going to happen in medieval times, sir. Never know.
I have no clue what you're talking about.
Yes. Okay, yeah. Basically, it's this kid. The way Jon Snow is getting set up to get killed, or at least presumably killed, this little snot-nosed child walked up. You know, he set him up and told him that they had some secret or some stupid, just something really stupid. I'm like, okay, this innocent kid, you know, he comes in and tells him whatever. And when he goes outside, he sees his grave of his uncle, whatever, and he's looking at it. All of a sudden, these stupid behind, all his boys turn on him, and they're stabbing him to death and going, for the watch, for the watch. And then that snotty nose child, he went and got a knife and said, for the watch, and stabbed him. When I tell you, my spirit is not right. I'm like, this kid got to go. Because he did not sell Jon Snow, man. That's like, I'll put it in Scandal terms. That's like somebody setting up Olivia Pope to get killed. They say, oh, let's come. Oh, girl, you should go over there. The president say he want to see you. And then when she go to the room, they say go see the president. He not in there. And all of a sudden, all the Secret Service men trying to kill her. Oh, that's on some type of stuff like that.
Yeah, but Olivia
yeah.
will find a way out of it. So, she get out of it.
But your boys, when you got your boys come out these goddamn knives, stabbing us. Goodness, man. But
I
yes, anyways,
one episode
HBO.
Give it a try.
Yeah, just watch it. You know, it's interesting. It's, you know, one thing I will say is it is really dark, and there's a lot of over the top stuff, like the unnecessary sex scenes that I have no time for. I just do not sense for. I'm like, do y'all have
to
really
get their ratings up?
But
well,
it's on HBO, so you know how it be when it's on when stuff is on HBO and stuff. They go far.
Yeah, candle does sometimes, so I'm like, why is it here? But, I mean, that's what appeals to people these days. But one thing that I've always known is that I like writing, hence the blog.
Yes.
But I also like theater and acting, and I enjoy watching good actors do good scripts. So that's why I can watch Scandal, because the acting is good and they have good techniques and all of that stuff. I learned that I kind of watch stuff a little different. And it's like sometimes it's like I'm almost studying it and paying attention to the lighting and
yes.
the light change and all of that type of stuff. So that's why I like Scandal. Yeah, I might try Game of Thrones one day, but it'll probably have to be like a rerun or something.
You know, honestly, that's why I don't go to movies as often, because at the film appreciation and stuff, I am just too critical of, you know, and I learned it from that class of, you know, don't just go to movies because it's the hot thing to do to go to that movie or whatever.
Yeah.
Go to something that you know is going to be done completely. I'm not saying you can't go watch a movie that's funny or whatever, but a lot of times I tend to go watch it. I mean, the script got to be on point. The cast got to make sense. And
yeah,
everything about it for me to spend my money. You're going to get me going, especially now y'all trying to get us to pay all this money to eat. Concessions is always high, but now y'all raising the price extra high. Thank God a Groupon, because if it weren't for Groupon, I surely would be pissed off at y'all. But, yeah, so I mean, the way you feel about TV is how you feel about the movies. I'll spare, like, it got to be a damn good movie for me to go watch it. Like, the one I just recently watched was Spectre. And I think before that, it was like two or three months before that is when I went and saw my last movie in the movie theater. It has to be compelling for me to go see it, or I'm not going to go see it.
I don't remember my last one.
Creed, I'm going to go see that because storyline, good. They already have me built in from seeing the Rocky movies. So I kind of want to see how they're going to take this and not necessarily have Sylvester Stallone be the main boxer in this movie. So I had to see how that's going to play. And Michael B. Jordan is a phenomenal actor, so I want to see just how it transpires.
I don't know what movie you're talking about, but I can probably look it up or something. But it sounds like it's going to be good. I wanted to see Brooklyn.
It's called Creed.
Because I'm obsessed with New York, but that's the only one that I've seen lately that I want to see, Brooklyn.
I'll tell you what, I mean, people can keep out those Hunger Games movies. I just don't have time for that. I know people are going to hate me for that because all the cult followers, they hate when I bring it up, but I just don't like Hunger Games. I'm sorry. I just don't like it. It's too much. But another TV show I got to see, because I'm a superhero fanatic. I haven't realized that by now. I dress up as a superhero every Halloween. All the good stuff. So if you haven't figured out by now, I'm a superhero fanatic. I don't know what to tell you. But, one of my dreams is to play like a superhero in one of these TV shows or movies one day. Like, that would be so dope. But yes.
You'll be like Will Smith. Every movie Will Smith plays in, he's saving someone, whether he's a superhero or like in 7 Pounds, he saved those 7 people, or Bad Boys, or Hitch. He's always saving somebody. Independence Day, Men in Black, he's always saving people. So
Concussions looks like it's going to be a good movie.
Which one?
He has a new movie coming out, Concussion, and it's based off of the the CTE scandals and with concussions that's been happening in the NFL. So it's a movie based on that.
I've never seen a preview for that, but I do think I saw some pictures or something of him like in production for it.
Yes, he actually plays a Nigerian doctor.
Yes, that's why.
So you got to hear him. Mm-hmm. Yes, you got to hear his
yes,
accent.
It was
and
an
everything.
Interview. He was talking about his accent and how everyone here thinks it's good, and he can't wait to get to Nigeria so they can tell him what they think of it. They'll be the ones that really
yep.
know.
Yes, they'll know. Hey, but it's a lot of Nigerian women around here and men, so they can probably tell them as well. I heard UNT was full of them, so yeah, I think they can definitely tell them themselves right here, to leave from here, so they can say, I don't know, man, don't sound too good. But no, it looks like it's gonna be a good movie. I mean, you got me drawing football, and then it's something about something serious. That it's going to be controversial because you're talking about something that the NFL is dealing with as a constant thorn in their back. So,
yeah,
it's going to be interesting.
But that's
especially
the type of
it's
stuff
coming
that,
up right before
you know,
the Super Bowl.
That's the type of stuff that, you know, like I said before, as far as listening to Kendrick and J. Cole and all of them, it's because they do something that they're talking about something. It's going to strike a chord with somebody, you know. So, yeah, that's what it's about. You can't just do stuff. I can't remember who it was. Probably was my high school theater teacher. But someone was saying that they didn't want to do a role because, yes, Miss Penland, because the role was a bad role. And she was like, you know, that's life. Everybody's not good in life. Sometimes you have to play bad roles because they're bad people. You know, and if you do it good enough, hopefully you'll be able to show someone will be able to see themselves in you and change. But it's not going to all be good. Sometimes you have to do those roles to compel people and spark some thought on, you know, what's really going on in the world. So I can't wait. You got me excited to see it now.
I mean, if you think about it, I mean, because like you said, perfect point. Because Tony Zeus Lester, you know, everybody knows him for being Debo, but heck,
yes.
He was the first, and someone might come correct me and say, no, he wasn't. But as far as to my recollection, before I saw the other references, he was the first black president in a movie. On The Fifth Element, he was the president of the United States.
Yeah, and I've never thought about that. With theater and acting and film, it's up to the person that's doing the acting to not get typecast. So, but I've never thought about that, The Fifth Element, and I used to watch that all the time.
Yep, he was the president. He wasn't really the bad guy. He was more the relaxed dude that he was being made look silly because all the stupid stuff that was going on under his
but
watch.
But he was still president.
Yep. So I was like, okay, I'm feeling that. Okay, different role. I like seeing that happen.
Yeah, that's a good point. I've never thought about that before.
Yeah, so you got my mind rolling. I was like, bam, so that's how it happened. but yes. Oh, yeah, so the superhero show I want to see is DC's Legends of Tomorrow. There's too many superheroes to be named in one awesome show. Because I already watched The Arrow. I already watched The Flash. I already watched Arrow, which this show spins off of those two shows, so I'm excited because I can never have enough superhero shows. Gotham, y'all saw Gotham tonight? Pissed me off.
Is that the one with Jada Pinkett in it?
But yeah, she was in the last. Yes, it's the right show, but
she's not
presumably
in it
is dead. Yeah, we don't know if she's quite dead or not from the last season, so. Yes. I mean, this season, fall break is coming up on Monday. But on the last season, she apparently is dead. We don't know if she's dead. But, yeah, we'll never know. It's this mystery they bring up every now and then in the show. Yeah, she might be dead. You know, it's crazy. So
they don't
playing
know
with my brain.
They bring her back in or not.
Right. So that's just them leaving the door because she, I mean, again, like you said, a great point. You know, she's always played the good guy and stuff, but she's So she's like a bad chick. She, like, Cookie Lyons is bad, but no, this, no. Fish Mooney, she was, not only would she have her goons and stuff, she'll get her own hands dirty, too. So it was like,
well,
dang it.
Jada was evil. She plays a lot of roles where she's like bad, but you want her to win still. You know, she's not.
Yeah.
She's not bad where you don't want her to, like, and set it off. Everybody wanted some one of them to get out. Everybody was happy that it was her. So, yeah, she plays those bad roles where
you still. I forgot to throw that in the equation. You're right. How did I forget that? I feel stupid now.
I don't know how
I forget set it off. I was like, I let that roll past me.
That's a very important movie. All of them are doing big things now. Queen Latifah, Kimberly Lee, Vivica. They're not quite as big as Jada and Queen, but, you know, I love Set It Off.
Vivica is, but she just right now. To most of social media, she's known for the 50 Cent scandal. That's what's going on right now. Like, dang it, Vivica.
Yes.
And she was on Empire last week, so supposed to be 50 Lines, crazy.
Whatever that show is with Donald Trump or something like that.
On Celebrity Apprentice,
something like that. Yeah, so she's not, like I said, quite on the level as the others, but she's working on at her own level, you know, as far as we know for right now. They're all still doing great things. So she's got like some hair out or something and something else. So yeah, she's doing
great. Then she released that movie Chocolate City, I think it's called. It was like it's like the black version of Magic Mike, as they call it. Oh my God, when they showed it on BET, I knew it was on BET because my whole entire timeline, the women were going, "Oh my God, this is what they call it." I'm like, "Oh, don't feel like dealing with this, man." Like, I didn't come for this in my timeline. Like, I got to chill.
Well, I haven't seen it. I didn't even know that was something that she's released. So I didn't even see it on my timeline or anything. That's a key movie. It's great to look back and see where they were then and where they're all at now. It's very inspiring. Set It Off.
So, yes, definitely was hot. That being said, what more can I say? The show's going to come to an end as we have a few minutes left. I always hate these moments because I think that would have enough time. But, again, I thank you for coming through. If y'all missed any parts of the interview with her, you can check it out. Yes, we do have it in the podcast to listen back to it. You just simply go to blogtalkradio.com/CeddyJ, CeddyJ. And it will have the show that is marked Life at the Dust Live, Humanitarian, Jamie Berry. It's on iTunes for free as well. If you go to Dust Spot Radio Network on iTunes, Dust Spot Radio Network on TuneIn, and on Stitcher. So we're on all the big apps. That's how we do it. You know, doing it big.
Thanks so much for having me. You guys come out. DFW, I'm finally back in Texas. Come out and show your support. December 1st, tickets are only $10. And again, you can get them from Eventbrite. Get the link off of my website or right off of blogtalkradio.com. Thanks, Seth. I appreciate this.
You're welcome, man. I got to make you blush. You know, shout out to Jamie. She still looks pretty good. I've been peeping the pictures. Shout out to that.
Oh, thank you.
So, yes, we roll out, y'all. I had to hit you with one. Y'all don't see it coming. Hit y'all with one, too. But,
well, thank
y'all,
you.
We rolling out.
As well.
Hey, y'all know how we end every show, remind you in everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, where there's a J or there's a U, there is a way. You tune in to the episode of Life at Us Live. Your boy, Ceddie J. We out. Peace.